And Nas like snacks.
Wait, you did it?
Octavarius, Octavarius. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descending.
Hello, everybody.
Hey!
Hey!
Strength me.
Woo!
You made me sing.
Forced him.
Welcome to episode 38 of the Octavarius Podcast.
38? We should have, like, kids and a job by now.
Danielle Manning from the Bears.
Up to a
is 38 years old?
I mean, we should
old?
Probably have kids in middle school, at least.
Nah, he wears number 38.
That's all right. We don't have him as well.
Same deal.
All right.
Is it a number always your age?
Be a shitty safety. Let's start off on this end of the room and sound off.
What's up, it's Cloud.
What's Woo! Up, it's Keith.
Woo! What's up, it's LP.
Woo!
Oh, hey, what's up, it's Tins.
Woo!
What's up, it's Lauren.
Woo!
What's up, it's Gustavi.
Woo!
What's up, it's Brian.
Woo! What's up, it's Mark.
Woo! Woo!
I just didn't say woo.
Ah, shit.
Oh,
you
no.
What's wrong, not have the
Tins, what did you forget this time?
I forgot the mailbag. I know I was supposed to bring it.
Mark, you don't no, I've got it. I got it right here.
Oh, you have the mailbag?
Yeah, I've got it.
Oh, great.
It's today. Look at you open that.
Mark, you're just playing video games.
Oh, no, this is totally a letter.
Oh, a letter's emerging.
It's from one Cal Vilmer.
Come on! Didn't even try.
Never tries.
Yeah, but this one, like, it's not even different letters. It's just
Mazi
Gian
one time.
Yeah, he said Mazi Gian.
I heard
after
that
after Mazi Gian.
Well, I'm sorry, all of you doubters. Cal Vilmer is from New York, New York.
Oh, Val Kilmer. Oh my God! I deciphered it. Go ahead.
No. Val Kilmer would be like from California, and he. Probably
no.
Go on, just do it.
This is Cal Vilmer from New York, Stelvi.
Yeah.
New York.
I mean, Val, if you're listening, thanks for listening. Don't mean to insult you, but I doubt he has time to like write.
Okay. So what does movie star Cal Vilmer have to say?
Cal Vilmer says, "Hey, I'm an eighth grade teacher, but I really love playing video games still. Is that okay? I mean, I'm getting up in my years, but they're so much fun. Oh wait." Damn it, I have to beat this level. I'll finish this later.
Cal, don't be worried, you know.
He could have finished it later. Did
he
finish it?
Did he finish
did
the
he
letter?
Finish it?
No, he wrote like, it just trails off, and then there's like a big exclamation point.
Oh, and he still thought it was good enough to stamp and mail out to us.
Yeah.
Cal,
I'm sure he meant to write What's Up With That.
You should not be embarrassed.
There are so many games that seem to be created for adults now.
Yeah.
Totally.
It seems like games are more for adults than children now. It seems like they create games for adults and then the children just go to them because they're cool. Well, adults are the ones with the money to purchase video games.
Yeah.
I disagree. There's a lot of bullshit aimed at kids still being made.
Yeah.
You just gotta watch like Cartoon Network during the day.
GameStop, man.
Yeah.
It's like filled, like some games, it's like, this,
like,
why would anyone buy this?
Like Balloon Adventure.
Why would you buy
it? You see the Nintendo Wii game that's just Carnival Games.
Yeah.
Just
like,
I did see
that.
The Mario Party games.
Does it intentionally cheat
like
just like the real
I love
Carnival?
Mario Party.
Maybe. Maybe there's like an easy, medium, difficult, and actual Carnival setting.
But like on actual Carnival setting, if you pick player 12, you'll always win.
So, does anyone know when the first video game system came out, like home video game
70s.
System? So it was late 70s.
Right?
So
what was
people
the first one? Was it? It wasn't Atari.
Pong was the first.
Oh, okay.
It was Pong.
Oh, like stand up arcade Pong.
No, at home.
Like
at
home entertainment.
Oh,
at home play.
Not ping pong.
Well, it was Pong for a while, and then you got variants, so it was almost like playing different video games, but really you just had overlays that you could put over
like
your TV
skins,
screen.
Right? Yeah.
So, like, you would have, I don't even know what kind of overlays they had. I'm sure they had like a soccer overlay.
Wasn't there a Joust? There was Joust.
You actually
Space
Invaders,
yeah.
Was that an overlay, or was that not
No, Joust was a total different game. It, like, all the things you would put on the screen are just variations to make it look like your little dot moving back and forth
was doing different things. In essence, it was still Pong. It was exactly Pong, and they couldn't change that because that's, you know, all that was programmed in there.
Yeah.
It was like, it would be like if I was playing Mario Galaxy and I just put stickers on the TV to pretend that I was playing Zelda.
That's really sad.
The gameplay is so different.
We didn't know that back then, so we didn't know any better.
The reason I ask that is because that means that the people that were like five when Pong came out are probably in their 40s now, right?
I'm guessing like
they're touching 40.
A lot of them were probably game developers, like people who are really into video games, who create video games now, were probably into Pong when they were kids.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
It seems to only make sense to market games to adults a lot more now than kids. I mean, there's still a market for kids, but
yeah,
it seems like, because I know in our house that Keith Tins, Mark and I live in,
mm-hmm.
we have an SNES, Super Nintendo system.
The best system.
We can get to that later. I would love to get into that. We have a Wii. We have an Xbox 360. We have an Atari Flashback. What else do we have? Is that all we got here?
We have Scrabble.
Scrabble and Boggle. We don't play Boggle ever, though.
No, we never
play
Boggle.
Wait, we have Boggle?
Yeah, it's over there.
Oh, I love Boggle.
We should play Boggle instead of doing this podcast.
Oh, my God.
And then
Castelvi and Nick live together.
Yeah, we have two Sega Genesis. We have one NES. We've got all the new generation. Double, we have two PS3s, we have two Wiis, and one 360.
And
a 64.
And a 64, that's
and you
right.
have a Nintendo 64.
Really? Do you have the Nintendo 64 Smash Brothers?
I don't own it. It's Makula's.
Yeah,
Makula has it. Oh, well, he doesn't have it, but I do.
So oh, yeah.
I'll spring it over and play Smash Brothers.
Me and Tins have DSs as well.
Oh, yeah, I have a DS.
Yeah.
Do you guys think you will still have the same amount of systems when you're, like, over age 30 or have a family and stuff, or do you think you'll be too busy?
They're so hard to let go of.
Oh, we also have GameCube here, too. Yeah. I have Cube.
They also, almost all systems now perform functions for other media.
Yeah,
that it's like, yeah, why not have an Xbox 360?
It's
a computer.
It's a DVD player. Like, why get rid of it?
I would likely have a system, but to be honest, my gameplay has reduced dramatically.
Same.
I barely play video games anymore.
Me too.
Because I usually am working on other things.
Yeah.
And I have an addictive personality when it comes to video games.
Yeah.
Like I am a big Madden fan, and I will play Madden for hours on end not stop.
I realize
that I've been playing Madden for 5 hours and I've done nothing.
Yeah, you've got like three games under your belt in a row.
Yeah,
gone through like three games in a season.
It's insane. Because there's so many things, and I see Tins. Tins is really into Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption
is
ruining
awesome.
My life right now.
And Tins will be playing Red Dead Redemption. I'll see him for 3 hours at a time. Sometime.
At least 3 hours is quite the underestimate.
In fact, I would blame Red Dead.
I didn't really want to.
I would blame that game for Sunday Tins, which is when Tins doesn't shower until 4.
To be fair, our living room is an entertainment mecca because we have the big screen TV where I watch football on Sunday, so Tins can watch some football too, and then Tins shoots
eagles and collect herbs on the other screen.
Yeah,
you're gonna be real pissed at the end, is what I hear of that game.
When you beat it, you didn't beat it. So just keep playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know. I'm gonna complete it to 100%. I'm gonna be that guy.
You are that guy.
Yeah.
Well, might as well. You paid for it.
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Is there a term for that, Tins? Is it like
perfectionist?
Completionist.
Completionist
is what I call.
Now, when we were kids, games were not like 40-hour games.
Some of them were.
Did anybody?
Yeah.
Well, once we got into Final Fantasy and like PlayStation stuff.
Yeah, but like, but, you're talking like Contra?
Although
yeah.
then you could just do A, B, B, but what, A, B, B, A, and then you go to the next level.
The code?
Like, that's, before, not, that's not the code.
Before Zelda.
Oh, no, the, oh, yeah, the code is...
A, B, A, B, left, right, down, right. No. Down, up, select, start.
Yeah, the
that A, B, was to go all the way to the... I'm talking
no,
about
that's
for Aladdin.
100 lives.
For Aladdin, it was just Barrel. Or no, that was Donkey Kong Country. B-A-L.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Aladdin was the one I just did. I remember.
For
you'd skip to 11.
For Mortal Kombat, it was Abacab, at least on the Sega Genesis. Yeah. There were only three major buttons, so you could only make shitty codes.
Do you remember what the code was to play Galaga on Mortal Kombat 2, I think?
You could play Galaga?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Midway.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a code on MK2, I think. Yeah. Where you can play Galaga, and I used to just play Galaga.
How fucking sweet is that? On a Genesis?
Yeah.
On a second Genesis?
Yeah, Sega Genesis. Or Super Nintendo.
You could play Galaga, or Super Nintendo. Do we have Mortal Kombat 2
more? Oh, yeah. No. We used to have, like, the old arcade games.
That's actually, that's interesting that there are so many, like, higher technology games that include lower technology games in it for the purpose of playing. Because, like, I know even, like, the newer Grand Theft Auto games have several, like, old 8-bit games that you can actually play and get high scores in.
Well, you know, the beauty of those games is their simplicity.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of memorization and skill involved in beating them.
Well, it's just like Tins was just talking about Red Dead Redemption. Mm-hmm. I spent hours playing just poker in that game.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring up, like,
it's
when
like
we were
Inception,
talking...
It's dude.
Yeah.
Go deeper.
Yeah, it's like...
And then your poker player starts, you know, gets bored with poker.
In Knights of the Old Republic.
Plays Mario.
Oh, that's right. You can play. What's the card game in Star Trek?
In Knights
or
of
Star
the,
Wars?
In the Knights of the Old Republic, Kazak.
Kazak, yeah.
Kazak. Oh, I thought it was Sabak.
It is Sabak.
Oh, but they changed Sabak. It.
Sabak? Okay.
Yep. It's definitely Sabak.
In Knights of the Old Republic for Star Wars, it was Pazak. It was Pazaak.
Pazak.
Do you guys think? Because I like how for the Wii you can play those old school games. Like, I was playing Toe Jam and Earl.
Awesome. Dude, Toe Jam and Earl is the one of the best games ever.
Wait, what is Toe Jam and Earl?
Don't worry about it.
Well, if you play these old school games, do you think in the future there'll be, like, one system to rule them all? We can just play, like, any game ever?
Mm-hmm. Like an emulator? Cool.
Like a Monopoly?
Yeah,
Monopoly of all video game Monopoly systems.
Game. I don't think they're
I love Monopoly.
Did you guys see that now in Monopoly you don't need to have actual money anymore?
Wait, huh?
Yeah, it's like a commercial credit card.
What?
Monopoly Electronic Banker.
Yeah.
You swipe your credit card.
Yep.
Was it teach children?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
It's for real.
I can't believe that.
Nah, kids gotta learn how to deal with money.
Monopoly is not supposed to teach you a lesson. It's a game.
You're, like, part of Monopoly is figuring out who the kid is that's trying to swipe money from the other player's sides and shit.
Yeah.
You're saying half the game is cheating?
Of course.
That's part of Monopoly.
Or at the very least, doing accurate math.
Glad I didn't play with you, man.
I would never cheat because I'm an honorable, noble person.
But somebody always cheats.
I'm a good Monopolist.
Our producer Amy is pointing at herself as the cheater.
It you know what? It teaches children about justice and law enforcement to a certain extent.
They go
to jail.
And not getting caught.
Because they go to jail. Also teaches them about the beauty of parking.
And when and when not to pass go.
And
also that trains exist.
And there's a chess for the community.
And you never know in life when you're going to have to take a chance.
And you never know when you're going to win that beauty contest.
and sometimes your electricity goes out.
Have you guys ever had an actual bank error in your favor?
In real life? No. They're real good about it.
I haven't at all.
Hey, have you guys ever like landed on a specific square of sidewalk and then all of a sudden you've got to give away 10% of your income?
But I have I have stepped on a certain...
You're talking about getting mugged.
I want to see the...
Man, give me 10% of your fucking money. Give me 10% of your...
Sign over that deed, motherfucker.
How much you got on me? How much you got?
I know you got more. I know you got more.
300? 300? Give me 30. give me 30
I want
or 75.
Two of those passes on Baltic Avenue, motherfucker.
Have you guys ever been in jail and had to roll doubles in order to get out of jail?
No, no, I actually have it's a get out roll. Of I actually have a get out of jail free card.
Don't I've go seen into it. This, man.
I don't believe. I still don't believe for a second that this is
valid.
I think
it's an elaborate joke that his father did gave to him.
Wait, I didn't
do explain.
No, it's a real card.
Yeah, no,
well, it's a
real.
Card.
It exists.
Yes.
Now, what? Not fine. Maybe talk about. So, Brian has a get out of jail free card
from the Chicago Police.
From the Chicago Police.
What? Not given well, to me. That's what the card says.
Not given to me by my father. It was given to me by a police officer.
So, who knew your father?
Who might
no,
have been
no.
Regular.
This is a different what? Father. No, my father was the first person that I knew that had a get out of jail free card. But there is a beat cop that used to work the beat at the restaurant that I used to work at, and
may she rest in peace.
Yeah, may it rest in peace. But the cop was very friendly with us, and he left us, and he gave us. Get out of jail free cards. The people that he thought was cool were cool, and
supposedly
if you are arrested for a non-violent crime by a Chicago police officer and you present extortion. Your get out of jail free card, they'll let you off.
Sounds an awful lot like using a pardon letter in Red Dead Redemption, except that was in 1911 in the Untamed West, and not like in an actual civilized society where we have rules.
Yeah, this
there's a lot of corruption in Chicago, though.
Yeah.
Windy City.
But, like, if you can... Like,
what does that have anything to do with it?
Windy City.
The wind. Windy doesn't make it corrupt.
Yeah, that's what makes it corrupt.
So,
I don't want to have to drop knowledge on your ass right now.
So,
the term Windy City does not actually mean that the city was windy. That's not what it was.
It means the city blows.
Because it was corrupt. It was corrupt in the 20s and 30s.
And
that's where
everyone,
the term came from.
All the politicians
know
your
fucking
up
history,
yeah.
Man.
I went to the Chicago History Museum.
And did you think that it was just a windy
it.
City we lived
no,
in?
No.
Oh, it's so windy all the time. Why? No,
around.
Never.
I just wanted to say that windy or the wind does not make it corrupt.
Yeah, that's exactly what it meant. That's literally what they were saying when it was published in a paper, like about like 60 years ago. I gotta get up.
So my favorite game. And I might be in the minority on this. My favorite game to play is definitely Madden Football. Madden is definitely my favorite video game because it combines the ability to play the game, you know, moment to moment. But I also can step out and control other things outside of the game. And it's almost like an RPG, but not completely. I get sucked in with RPG-type stuff. Like, I also love the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic games.
Customization is what it comes down
to.
There's
something about customizing my own game and creating my own world that I really enjoy.
Because then it's...
Kind of like
it's,
choose your own adventure.
Yeah, well then, it because the choose your own adventure is... that's lore and I'm any story. This is Brian Wohl's video game.
But I also love action sequences. And that's what I loved about Knights of the Old Republic was... It wasn't just like you... It wasn't like the old Final Fantasy games where you'd say, like, you know, do this attack, go... Or like Pokemon, you do this attack, go. It would be, I could pick that attack, and then I would actually do it and be real-time fighting engine. I like games where I'm actually really doing something, and then I can also step back and customize. And I like that balance that Madden gives, and
like
I feel like
strategy,
that has the best. So,
strategy and tactics?
Yeah.
And the actual action.
And the actual
you have strategy
action.
Like controlling the team, managing it. Tactics like what play do I pick,
right.
And then you get to play them out.
Yeah, I
and
feel
your skill makes a difference.
Not there. Only that, but I could even create my own plays if I wanted to.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I could even create the stadium that I play in Madden.
That's really cool.
I can even pick out. I can even create fans that cheer for me and make them look like I can make a fan with a big cowboy hat and buck teeth if I think that's funny.
But yeah. Then, do you know the outcome? Like, and then you're always gonna
no,
win.
No, I won't know that I'll always win because
okay.
The action takes place.
That'd be a pretty okay. Shitty game.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Twilight Zone.
So there still is a challenge to it. But you know, a lot of people say that the greatest game of all time is Donkey Kong, which is so simple yet incredibly difficult. You can barely pass level 3.
Are we going to talk about King of Kong?
We can talk about King of Kong. I was just getting into like your favorite games and what draws you to games. Madden just sucks me in. I can't stop when I play Madden.
Well, there's one game that I was addicted to. Awesome. It's real girly, and you probably never heard of it.
Great.
Called Space Channel 5.
I have heard of it. Yeah.
It was on the Sega Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my god.
What
yeah.
was this, Glenn?
The premise is it's in the future, and the
it's like
protagonist.
Aliens. It's like a sexy lady.
Yeah, sexy lady. Her name is Ooh La La.
That's
she got like
great.
Pink hair or something. Yeah. She's like real tall. And what happened is aliens have taken over and they're forcing people to dance.
Yep.
And so you fight all these villains and everything. And
this is right up your alley.
It's like, oh, it was great. And it's not like a DDR type thing. You just use like the
okay.
AV and
all
stuff.
Right, hold on one second. The Windy City is a reference to the boostfulness.
Boastfulness.
It says boostful. Of Chicago saying that they would hold the World's Fair here after so much of the city's burned down during the Great Chicago Fire.
So that's why we're called the Windy City. It's because of the bullshit and boastfulness of our politicians.
Good.
But I think that was from our producer, Amy. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
But you were the most wrong. So,
the most wrong.
But yeah, so you have to face off the aliens and villains in these little dance competitions, and it just gets harder and harder to, like, at the end, you have to do the opposite of what they say, and it goes like super fast.
Was it like DDR based, or was it based off of your Dreamcast controller?
Yeah, it was controller, but like, man, my cousin and I would get way into it. We'd pull all nighters and like just try and beat levels.
How awesome is that? Pulling an all nighter playing a video game with
me,
your friend.
Yeah, my cousin Christopher used to do that every weekend. Every Saturday night, we would go through different games. We'd go to Blockbuster and just rent like 3 games. And we would only end up playing like we played a lot of like group brawlers. Mm-hmm. So we played like Hunter, Gauntlet.
Gauntlet was great.
Yeah, like Streets of Rage in the earlier. And we had the Sega
Rage
Channel.
Ruled. What a great side scroller. I love side scrolling games.
Side scrollers are the best.
We had the Sega Channel, so we would always like.
You had the Sega Channel?
Oh, man, it was awesome.
Oh, man, what a sweet deal the Sega Channel was.
It was so far ahead of its time.
Yeah, it was like the first online community where you can download games and just play whenever you wanted.
Wow.
You just had to subscribe to, like, a cable channel.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I had friends growing up that had a Sega Channel. They had, like, every game they could ever want at their fingertips. It was amazing.
Yeah. You downloaded it at a price, like...
No, it was just you paid a monthly subscription, and all these games were made available to you, and you could just play them.
Yeah, and it wasn't... And the games at the time, you know, were like... It was like, around the time of Genesis. So it was... they were all 8-bit or 16-bit.
It was 32-bit Genesis.
Mm-hmm. Genesis was 32?
Yes, 32.
Holy smokes. Mm-hmm. So they were all 32-bit games, and they didn't really have much of a save option. So, and you didn't really need it at that time, because you would just play a game all the way through for like 6 hours or something like that.
And Genesis never really did many RPGs or anything.
No, they didn't do RPGs, but they did have a lot of fun games. There were some game save options... with some games, but most, you know, you use just a code to get to the level that you were at or something.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone ever play, and I think I pushed this already, but Earthworm Jim?
Yes.
Yeah, Earthworm Jim's a fun game.
Awesome.
It was a great game.
Yeah, it was just one of the first, it was just a goofy game. The game was nothing but goofiness.
And it was great gameplay, too.
Yeah,
great level design, like everything about it was just a really solid video game, but it was really funny.
Yeah, like one of the first bosses is a cat, and you have to kill him 9 times.
It's Hell's a cat. His name is Hell.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Hell
Yeah, it was so funny. I mean, the some of those Genesis games, I know it wasn't, they weren't as sexy as like some of the SNES games, but the Genesis games had some really just like out there stuff and some really just crazy developers making
Weird Man, that was a weird character.
Vector Man was crazy.
Vector Man was great.
I love Vector Man.
Did anybody play Booger Man?
Yeah! I played Boogerman.
Boogerman, he used his boogers as tools and weapons. Yeah.
Did anyone ever play the Ren and Stimpy game?
Yes.
Yeah,
Sega?
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah,
that's funny. Did you guys, there's this game, it's like a battle game, and you play as different, like, tricked out cars or buses.
A battle?
Is it Twisted Metal?
Crazy.
Yeah, Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal? Oh, yeah.
There were like three or four Twisted Metal.
Man, it was that time played. The best, though. For whatever reason, me and my neighbor, who's a girl, Casey Smith, we played it all. Now Casey Bodmer. Happy continuing being married, Casey.
Happy continuing.
Hey, way to go, Casey.
Keep up the good marriage.
Yeah.
Did she marry Nick Bulmer's little brother?
No.
Okay,
got it.
Nope.
Moving on.
Twisted Metal was for PlayStation, right?
Yeah. It was, and it's once awesome. They came out with Twisted Metal Black for PlayStation 2, it changed kind of how they did it, because it was mostly a story. It was a dark story, and then it would be broken up with, and that's when they do now, these like little vignette, like little movie clips. After each level, after each other level, and they do that now more than ever. Halo and any
story based game.
Exactly, it's just like half the fucking game is like this movie, which is it's a double edged sword though.
You know what game takes forever?
Oh no!
I love cinematics, man.
Me too, man. But
there's this game there for the Wii. It's a Mario game. And it's the Paper Mario 2?
It's Super Paper Mario.
Super Paper Mario.
Super Paper Mario.
What, man?
Boy, is that fun to say. Super Paper Mario.
It takes so goddamn long to get through there. Here's how you play this easy as fuck game.
It's true. They're just basically regular Mario levels with a twist. They're pretty much that length. And I swear to God, we were playing probably an hour and a half to 2 hours to get through so much goddamn story to progress us through the first four levels.
Like, it took... You weren't allowed... Like, you had to see, like, 30 minutes of the game before you had the opportunity to save. I was furious.
It's so infuriating.
Because, like, man, I can't even just stop watching this bullshit.
You ever play Superman for the Nintendo 64?
No.
I hear that's one of the worst games ever made.
It is.
I rented it,
thank God. Yeah. What a terrible purchase that would have been.
Didn't they like pump that by being like, you can fly anywhere in the world?
You could, and that was a cool thing.
That was one of the first games to be able to boast that.
You could fly everywhere. It was full, you know, 360 degree all around in a sphere of movement.
Wow.
It was amazing.
So what made it shitty?
Fog.
Everything else.
Fog everywhere.
The weather climate ruins
the
game.
That's why
it's always
the
nice
fucking,
and sunny in Mario.
Play the game. It is infuriating, the fog.
I can't wait.
Because the information was too great for the Nintendo 64 to deal with at the time. So instead of actually seeing stuff that you were flying towards, it would be coated in fog.
So was it like you wouldn't see buildings until they were like 20 feet in front of your face? That
exactly.
Sort of shitty.
It was so shitty. And the battles were just so lame. Oh my God. I am so glad I get to air out my nerd boner today.
Yeah.
I mean seriously. I don't get to talk about this shit. I could listen to this podcast for hours.
Yeah,
listen to you people talk about video games. This is fabulous.
I want to talk about graphics for a brief period.
Graphics?
Graphics in video games.
Don't
and their progression.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of course, the side scrollers. I'm just married to them.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Like Teenage
Mutant
Ninja
Turtles. It's just going left to right. It's not those 3D things.
Yeah.
Games are now.
Literally the level scrolls.
Yeah.
And so, but I mean, back that was it. And then I remember when the 3D game, like PlayStation and Nintendo 64 came out, and it was like, oh my God, it's 3D. It's unbelievable. It's so real. And then I look back now and I'm like, I look at Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, I was just about to say, if you look back at Final Fantasy VII.
It's the shittiest thing in the world.
Even the newest Final Fantasy, the
graphics are nuts, though.
Yeah. I still think I'm not. I have to Except wait 15 years before it gets like to my liking.
Yeah, but if you play Final Fantasy VII, it is so much better than the recent Final Fantasies.
But here's my thing: I can't ever get through that. Like one of my favorite games of all time, the game that made me decide to be a video gamer, is the PlayStation 1 Metal Gear Solid.
Did you make an active, vocal decision?
Yeah, well, after when I played that game,
I was like, I am a video gamer.
I pretty much, in my head, I was like, wow, this is like the greatest thing I've ever done in my life. I was like in sixth grade or something. And I replayed it recently because I bought it for the PS3, and I can't get past it because the graphics suck so bad. Even though the gameplay is still awesome, it's excellent, but I just can't get past the graphics.
Yeah, it's
so
really tough to go back late and play it for the first time this far on.
You gotta find the way to try to play like the original Dragon Warriors. They are
Which
so bad looking.
What's that game?
Like, Dragon Warriors.
It's like an RPG.
It's like one of the first.
You would be appalled. it's hard. Like you're going through a castle, and it's like it's just. God, the colors just burn. They just burn what you're trying to figure out what it is and where
it
goes.
Is it a door? Is that a rug? Like,
yeah.
What is that?
But I like games with bad graphics sometimes, you know? Like,
sometimes.
I still enjoy
to a degree, though.
Yeah, and sometimes I like eating garbage. You know, because it tastes
good.
I
enjoy playing Mario, the original Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoy Donkey Kong. But like, are you guys just talking about?
There's a difference, I think, between simplistic graphics and bad graphics.
And just bad graphics.
Because I would argue the original Mario graphics I still love.
Yeah.
Even though they're simplistic.
Okay.
But there are other games of that same like graphical quality that look so much more terrible.
I equate it to
like the art design.
I equate it to like when you see a movie with like claymation. And you're okay with that, but when you see a movie with crappy 3D graphics, it just pisses me off.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't even look real at all. That's awful.
Yeah.
What's a good one like that?
Star Wars,
I think
like
Matrix Reloaded.
The puppet of...
I think it's awful 3D.
You know, Yoda versus,
CGI,
Jar Jar Binks.
Shitty Yoda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when you guys say video games, or when we're talking about video games, no, hold on.
When you say video
games,
we
mean video
game
games.
On a video, or
is it a book or
is
what?
That a poem for politics?
It's like a choose your own adventure book.
I mean, do you guys include computer games, or is that a different?
Depends.
Yeah,
it does depend.
I didn't want to talk about World of Warcraft, but I will.
You have to. It's what it falls under video game.
I know
it's
it
different,
is.
Though. It's a different thing. Computer gaming
it's
is
a social
lifestyle.
Experiment.
Dude, a big part of my last high school years were playing.
I just
want to
point out that Mark is using the controller that's not plugged into nothing. He's just playing.
You got to. I'm pretending to control you, actually.
Oh, me? Oh, good.
Weird. A big part of my late high school years was playing Counter-Strike on the computer. Mm. Yeah,
Counter-Strike was great.
I love playing
I used to go to, what the hell was
I'd go to,
it?
I'd
it
go
was a LAN place. Like, you know,
DMZ.
You
went to DMZ.
Yeah, I had my own, a block or two away from our high school.
Oh.
You know, back when they had buildings that
I went to DMZ off of...
Funko Land.
Oh, yeah, Funko Land.
Funko Land. I
remember
Funko
Land.
Yeah,
that's where I got.
They
all
bought
my...
back video games.
They were the first to do that.
They were the
and
first
they
GameStop.
They sold me
store.
All the games after I was always a system behind what was publicly available because I didn't have any money. Always still had the games I wanted.
Yeah. What else was there? Electronic Boutique. That's out of business now.
You know, the only time I was ahead. The only time I was ahead of the video game curve.
The one time you were ever ahead?
Mark's tale of triumph.
My dad's company molded the joysticks for Atari. So he got an Atari, before they were even, really available. And he came home, and we played it, and we're just confused and annoyed.
How triumphant.
Mark's tale of triumph.
It ended sad.
I was probably when was Atari out? I shouldn't
early,
say
man.
It was like it was
Are
like a
sure?
newer version of Atari.
I'm not
it had to be, like,
sure it's not in the 70s.
No, I mean, yeah okay, so old. I guess it wasn't like real Atari, but they redid their joystick setup, oh, yeah, and they made the new ones. And it's like the ones that the Atari Flashback has are the ones that they made. And so, like, we had this Atari, and I was probably like 2.5 or 3, and I couldn't win Pong, so I just got pissed off and never played it again.
Yeah, you were barely able to, like, you know.
Yeah. And my dad would sit there and be like, ah, could be fishing.
What does he mean by that when he said that? Like, he wanted to be fishing?
And then, ironically, he bought us a Nintendo for one Christmas, behind the curve now. And so he got the game Black Bass, because he's like, well, I kept saying I'd rather be fishing. Maybe I could fish on this.
Actually, me and my dad played Black Bass, too.
Did you play it for hours and never get out of the first damn lake? Because there's no way to do it, despite the fact that the game boasts 4 Great Lakes.
Hours. I don't think I ever beat the first level.
My sister and I caught a fish every fucking cast for 6 hours.
Are you kidding me?
And they would not let us out of the first lake.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe I never heard of Black Bass, because I've heard of other worst games of all time, like E.T.
No, Black Bass. I wouldn't call Black Bass
worst.
It's just dumb. Like, the idea of a fishing game in the first place is so dumb.
You
know what, but
I remember for Nintendo 64, it was a big deal when they had a fishing game and they had the Rumble Pack.
And you
that came with Star Fox.
With Star Fox,
yes,
which was a great game.
Did you guys ever have any of the like peripheral things that would like before we like? I had the trackpad for Nintendo.
Yeah,
I remember the trackpad.
We were just talking. It was for 64.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for
but like the power was a power glove.
Power glove. I never got a power glove. I
don't know. Ever thought it? I had a friend who had. He said it didn't work.
I hear everyone who owns it's actually a piece of shit.
It just
did you ever
cool.
see that movie, The Wizard?
Oh, God. Yeah. It's so cool in The Wizard, though.
In the movie The Wizard, it looks awesome. It does. Fred Savage there's a villain who uses the power glove, and he just kicks Fred Savage's autistic brother's ass.
I mean,
who else
of course.
Awesome, accessory is Captain N.
Sounds so familiar.
Was the Nintendo superhero who would use the Nintendo controller on his utility belt.
Yeah.
To control his powers.
That's obscure.
Yeah, wow.
It came during the Super Mario Brothers show, right?
Yeah.
Or the Zelda show?
Yeah.
Excuse me,
princess.
Hey, did you guys ever play the computer game Commander Keen?
No.
I played Command and Conquer.
So Commander Keen was just really confusing, like, simple computer game. You had to walk around the levels, and you're like, there are these weird slugs you couldn't touch, and weird bugs, essentially. They're giant alien bugs, and you gotta go around and, like, get to the end, and it was weird. It was so weird.
You're kind of describing Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure it's like that, but tremendously aggravating, and you have to collect crystals, I think.
Yes. I was really disturbed by one video or computer game that I played. It was like a earlier Titanic version or Titanic video game on the computer. Whatever.
Wow.
Was
rapidly
drowning.
Bless it, Lauren.
Well,
are unbelievable.
Where did you find this game?
I couldn't. Of course, you'd be playing a Titanic game. It's so obvious. What could possibly be in a Titanic video game?
It was great. You got to play poker.
You lose.
No.
You die.
One way you die and you see your body float in the water. It's really creepy. The other way you get in a lifeboat. But
party. So the game is you party for 5 hours.
Yeah, you had to win like a
and then you race for your life.
And it's just like you, like, press A to shove women and children out of the way.
And she's fighting the iceberg.
Yeah,
you got a combat system.
You got to, in those 5 hours, you have to become high class or you die.
Round
one.
If you got caught in, like, at a certain point, you had to go into, like, the,
this sounds like a great video game,
bottom level of the deck to give something to some guy, right? Like, it was a...
to deliver a love note?
It was, like, this, like, 8-hour game where there's a book to it, and you had to, like, go through
There was a book to it?
In the game?
Yeah.
Is that really a game if there's a book to it?
Was this before the movie?
Yes, it was before the movie.
This sounds like a shitty version of Mad Dog McCree.
That was a great computer game. I always got killed.
I beat Mad Dog McCree once. It was amazing to kill Mad Dog.
I don't know that.
It was all a cinematic game. You guys ever play that one?
Yeah.
No, I never did. Game.
What about Theme House?
Did you guys ever play Mad Dog? I'm about to reference your game.
Oh, okay, good.
Mad Dog Titanic.
It's Old West,
same game, but then
you have to shoot people with your charms.
Yeah, you're set on the Titanic, right?
Yeah. It's a real game. Okay, I'm gonna show you guys.
I'll show you. I'll go. I'll use the internet. I'm gonna find it.
What system was it on, Lauren?
It was a computer game.
It was a computer game.
Oh, okay.
It was a
PC game.
It was creepy though.
These past minutes, I was wondering why there aren't more games for girls. Like, it's all mostly geared toward dudes.
Yeah.
And then I had the realization, like, who wants to play a game about shopping? Like, doing your nails.
Am I right, Lee?
There is a Barbie game, though. I played
Samus
the Barbie game.
Samus is a girl,
game.
Man. Samus
is
a girl.
Totally a girl.
Yeah.
Perfect Dark.
But that was a twist because everyone assumed it was a boy because
Mirror's
boys
Edge.
Liked it.
Yeah. Mirror's Edge? Yeah.
I think just because it stars
a girl.
There
are those
really
kind of games, though,
girls.
Especially for the Wii. Those,
yeah, the Wii has.
Those
yeah.
really girly games like for, aimed at like tween girls.
Like cooking
even
mama.
Like change your hair. Like you put
like,
some
what
do
you have to
like,
point the Wii mode
there's
at
be a
guy
My
that
Little
looks
Pony
most
video
like
game,
Justin Bieber?
Like
surely.
Game,
there's a cooking game. There's a lot of
My brother loved the cooking game in... He had this Japanese cooking game for his PlayStation, and he would like make sushi, and it was a sushi chef.
You know what game really infuriated me?
What?
We had this sweet Jeopardy game.
Oh no!
But you had to type in the answer letter by letter.
Was
it
on Sega Genesis?
No, it was for like Nintendo.
I want to say
I played the Genesis one.
Yeah, I think I played the SNES one. They're all the same though.
Yeah,
they're awful.
And so you just can't type in the answer fast enough. Unless you have, like, perfect knowledge of the, like, wheel thing that they have and exactly how fast it's going to go.
Mark, you just reminded me of a great video game moment I had as a child.
Awesome.
Yes!
That, like, I still remember it. I was playing Family Feud, I think, for Super Nintendo with my brother. And
do you hurt him somehow?
No.
This is one of those
clown
tales of war.
No, it's a comical tale.
Okay. A poor.
And then bees came out.
So if you have Family Feud, it'll have the general category, and you want to get the best of the, like, the survey says,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you want to get the top answers. But we just like typing in like silly things, like swear words. And so the topic was things you do when you first wake up in the morning. And we just typed in, you suck big time. And then it's like, survey says, number one answer, check the time. And we were just laughing, like, forever.
It was just you and Dave?
Yeah, it was hilarious. We were like, how did
you... You fool, Trebek! not Trebek.
Do you guys remember You Know Jack, or You Don't Know Jack?
Oh,
Dude,
You Don't Know Jack,
Phil.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember anyone named Jack ever? I've never met a Jack
no,
I remember.
No, you Don't Know Jack was great. It was a trivia show hosted by an asshole.
Yeah, he was a complete asshole.
Yeah, that was back the entire premise.
Yeah, my friend, I remember I would play it with friends. We loved playing You Don't Know Jack. It was
if you
like
got
three
it,
teenage boys, you know, like we were
huddled
like
around a third of the keyboard,
yeah,
on the
yeah.
computer,
hitting the P key, the Q key,
and like if you gave a wrong answer, he would just make fun of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the host is a total dick.
You have really dumb pants on today, Brian.
Hey!
Next question.
Oh man, I'm having the time of my life.
I'm sorry. Yes, Cloud.
Well, the company that makes that is Jellyvision, which is based in Chicago.
Yeah.
So my Uncle Phil is actually the host on the TV You Don't Know Jack.
Oh.
No way. I know Phil from O'Connor Casting.
You have an Uncle Phil? Like,
do you have an Uncle Phil?
No, but like you have an Uncle Phil like Fresh Prince has an Uncle Phil.
Yes. In West Palatine,
born and raised.
Hilarious.
Hanging with my bobbies is where I spent most of my days.
So,
hey, you know what a good game is, and then a really shitty game
that's one of the games in it is okay is Mega Man.
Mega Man's a great game.
Fantastic game.
Mega Man X.
Do you ever play one of the Mega Mans? Was like a 3D.
Yes.
And there were dogs. Oh. That would attack you if you kicked them, and they would just attack you.
Why
and
are you what? Kicking them?
Yeah, wait a second. They look like bad dogs.
Oh, okay.
There's also yeah. like a...
There's no consequence.
It's weird that that Mega Man game gives you an option to kick.
Yeah, well, you can also, like, kick and punch or hit, like, a soda machine, and a soda will pop out.
That's right.
I guess you can drink the soda or something.
That gives you energy. A robot.
Gives yeah. you energy. That's right. It's like an energy.
Kids, you were trying to shoot, burn your bed in that one game.
Red Dead Redemption.
I was throwing fire bottles at my bed.
What is it about playing video games just mindless killing?
Dude, speaking of mindless killing. Resident Evil. Remember when PlayStation came
game.
Out?
There oh my
scary
god!
Games yeah. like Resident Evil. I remember playing Resident Evil in the dark with my friends.
Dude, that's the only way you could play it. Yeah. Like everyone knew you can't. Like you're a pussy if you play Resident Evil not in the dark.
Well, the probably
Silent
the best.
Silent Hill.
Yeah, the Silent Hill. I was just about to bring that up. My favorite scary game of all time.
Ooh, ooh.
But like Resident Evil had one of the very first like. Terrifying cinematic moments.
Oh, remember
in video
when the
games.
Dogs came out?
Well, like,
it was scary.
It's,
did you kick them?
No,
there's no kick
out. I shot the dogs.
Did you have the option to kick them?
No, I didn't have the option, but I much preferred taking the shotgun.
Well, the game didn't assume you would want to kick them.
You guys have to
wait till Dog Kicker comes out.
If it were me, Brian, Keith, if
Dog
it,
Kicker
if it 2, were Brian,
Titanic.
I would have kicked the zombie dog.
Kick your way through a field of dogs that want to get off the Titanic.
Three social points.
Then you can
your
play dogs in poker.
Fucking
there'd be dogs
dog.
In poker.
Women, children, and cute dogs first, unless you can kick them out of the way.
Fuck you, dog.
20 in a row.
Brian,
what about GoldenEye? We haven't mentioned GoldenEye.
Oh my god, facility.
GoldenEye.
Like GoldenEye.
Dude, I played GoldenEye again, like last week. It's timeless.
They're coming out with a version of it for the Wii. They're like revamping it or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's something awesome. About GoldenEye. What an amazing game!
It was just simple enough. It was like just complicated enough.
Yeah, it was like the first great first-person shooter.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
They
set the bar. They
yeah,
totally
like the first multiplayer first-person shooter, which is it's now the basis for like every first-person shooter. You have to have a good multiplayer because GoldenEye had a great.
As weird as it sounds, like it only dawned on me like a couple years ago. I was like, that's a James Bond game. Maybe I should see the movie. Because I hadn't seen GoldenEye, but I knew.
Really?
No, not for years.
Actually, you know what, though?
I eventually saw it.
I was in the same boat when I had first played GoldenEye.
It didn't even matter, though. It didn't matter. I didn't know what the story was because the gameplay was so good.
Yeah, it was all about the engine.
Yeah. The multiplayer. Oh, God.
Getting that, the laser gun was so good.
Yeah, I forgot something.
The Moonraker laser.
Yeah, that's
right.
Isn't there like a code you can make everyone's head and
That had a lot of cheat codes that you could
unlock.
That right?
was pretty revolutionary too. Was unlockable cheats.
Yeah.
Brian, do you remember when we played DUI the video game?
Yeah.
Wait,
what?
Driving
when,
under
I heard
floor?
This.
When Mark and I, when
and
Mark
Nick.
And Nick and I were, were freshmen in college,
right before finals, when we probably should have been learning,
and we were
learning,
totally,
not studying.
We were
guys fucking graduated, whatever.
We were totally underage, but we somehow scored some sweet Smirnoff ices.
Yeah, oh, it's awesome,
man.
And we
just
got
freshman year for you.
Shitty on Smirnoff ice and like
we
leftover
KFC. We had like 18 of them and ate KFC
and just tried in vain to play Grand Theft Auto 3.
You guys did this while splitting an 18 pack of Smirnoff ice.
Yeah,
probably. Jeez. Yes.
Oh,
and
horrifying.
We were just,
I did that.
And like
I
we could not drive.
Of like a shitty girl drink.
Yeah, we tried to drive on Grand Theft
Auto. No, me and Commodore.
It was we were such bad drivers, and also our need to be violent all the time increased greatly.
Oh my god. I would just run over humans and then run out and then just shoot everything in sight with Grand Theft Auto 3.
But that's what everyone did.
Yeah.
Drunk or not.
And like, did you guys ever feel like that made you violent? Because I never felt violent. No, I felt totally cool. I was like, totally all relaxed.
Proven. I mean,
I think it stops the human's urge for violence. Yeah. It gives us a place to be violent. Because we are animals. Really, we want to, you know, hunt and stuff like that. That's in our nature, but it's just different now. It's how you can do this.
We don't have to, you know.
And you can beat each other.
I feel like that.
Me
that's
beating
why...
you is sort of, like, relate, like, for me now, the feeling I get by beating you in video games is the feeling a man back in time felt, like, when they beat someone off the Titanic.
Again, Keith running away with the podcast.
I am going to bring you guys the Titanic game, okay?
I'm sure it exists, but I guarantee it sucks.
Oh my god.
Lauren, I hope you try to put those floppy disks into my computer.
No joke, it's a CD and I actually tried putting it in my computer not too long ago.
I bet Windows Vista loved that.
The hell? Titanic? No.
I just can't believe it came out before the movie.
Yeah, because I was really into Titanic before the movie came out.
You just into the tragedy?
You were into the terrible tragedy of the Titanic?
Yes, I was into like three major historical tragedies.
What were the other two historical tragedies that you were into?
Okay, one's a victory at first. Okay, all right. The other one is Anastasia Romanoff. I really liked the Romanoffs
before
and the Tsar.
Before or after the movie?
Before the movie.
Okay.
Oh, man.
And because my grandpa, he should have been history teacher.
He's a
Romanoff. He's a Tommy Bob. So. Anyways, and then the other one I really liked, which was a victory at first, but life kind of sucked later, Charles Lindbergh, which was great, flew across the Atlantic, but then his, baby got stolen.
Was that before the video game of Charles Lindbergh?
I imagine it's just called Lindbergh with an exclamation point.
It's got an airplane in the background.
And then you just fly straight for,
but then half of the movie is just
days.
When is my baby going to come back?
5 hours of it.
Well, now we have to wait. Press A to continue.
He's still not here. Press A to continue.
Press B to call FBI again. I heard they're competent.
Do you recognize any of these men? No?
Press A to skip.
But that Titanic game was totally made for people older than me, into history, because Murdoch, or Mr. Murdoch, one of the officers kills himself, in the story of Titanic.
Man, I love playing games that
in the mythical story of the Titanic.
And you could stop him from killing himself. It was really gruesome. If you did play the game right, you could change history. And I think there was one.
Physically now?
wait, Lauren, did you have prevented the Titanic from hitting the iceberg in the first place?
Oh my god,
it's not fair that you know it's gonna sink.
In the game, there was one. I never did it because I could never win.
So you could have done enough actions so that you could have prevented Titanic from happening.
Yes.
There's that level with the giant plug, and your options are use this plug to bash dogs out of the way, or put it in the side of the boat.
Kick option. Kick.
See you in hell, Keith.
But I like.
This is so.
I
funny.
Like that in the Titanic game, though. For Lauren, a suitable victory for the game is just getting off the boat.
Yes. That was the one. Because
you
I
could
did.
Save which, everyone's life.
In which case, the game is just people party for 10 hours.
Yeah.
And you get off the boat.
God, I hope there's I hope there's flirt points. And then there's
you did you had you there was what? Swear to God you had to meet with this lady and charm her in the way to giving you this I don't know. So it was
you
got something from her that you gave to somebody
else.
But
Lauren, was
then
there
you get the boomerang.
Was there also
was all there, bets are off? Those dogs are fucking gone.
Fuck you, dog.
Were there also social faux pas points where it'd be anytime you committed a social faux pas, -2.
Ooh,
fork. Really? That hat?
I don't think so.
Or burped at the inappropriate time.
The whole fate of Titanic based on this one poker hand. If you didn't get the right cards and win this poker game, you would go.
So wait, what happens? You win the poker game and say, turn around!
Well, I'm gonna be around!
Well, like, they do it? You I would, wanna... like, win the hand and then the money would go to buy something else. It was this crazy, insane game. I'm not joking.
Sounds crazy insane.
Could you, instead of playing the card game, could you work as, like, a deck hand and try to earn enough money to complete the mission?
No, I don't think so.
Or perform and get tips from the rich people until no, you could afford it?
Like, one character.
Oh, that's all stuff we have to include when we design our Titanic.
I know.
Dude, there would definitely be, like, a Guitar Hero-like option where you could play cello, violin.
Oh, anyone? Yeah. Wait, anyone?
It's been a pleasure.
It's like
for everyone listening to this podcast, if you are or someone you know is a really good Flash video game designer and would be interested in making a Titanic video game.
We can make this an RPG. You can choose what class you are. So you can be a first class, but you can like have like a mixed, like a first class plumber instead of like a...
instead of like a... like a
like a mage.
A peasant class senator.
Yeah. Then it's just going to be like Oregon Trail.
You can do
Oregon
all these cross-class things and see if you can survive.
No one ever... And Oregon Trail was like that, but everyone picked banker all the time.
Oregon Trail was great.
I know, but every...
I didn't pick doctor.
I just picked banker and bought a shit ton of ammo. Summon maybe Ifrit. I was alone.
Dog takes 393 hit points damage.
Did anyone have to...
3 dogs dead, now you get some gourds.
That is, by the way,
up to level 3.
The Final Fantasy victory music from FF3, I believe.
Yeah, yes.
But also reused on the Final Fantasy for iPhone, which I have.
Awesome.
That's, they have Final Fantasy and Final Fantasy 2, and somehow Final Fantasy 8 is available for the iPhone.
Wow. Yeah, I
and
know.
And iPod Touch.
Not I've thought about it.
No, or FF3, which I'd buy. Or 7, even.
I played FF3.
Dude, I think it's totally safe to say the nerds have taken over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get Final Fantasy 8 on your iPhone.
Good for me, man.
Like turned out like nerd win. Boom. That's insane.
I was not going to not
be
a nerd.
Be no... society without the nerds.
Well, and they're
nerds
actually
are
making
the cool people now.
Like,
I mean,
SquareSoft
really.
Is making more games. Just like they're making, they released a game that is just for the iPad.
What?
Yeah, the whole game.
I still
by SquareSoft.
Have a desire to get that.
SquareSoft.
Yeah, me neither, Lauren.
Yeah. What? I'd rather get like weird. A good laptop or a awesome like the latest iPhone or something.
Yeah, it's for rich people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like you can't
it's a rich
do
person
everything
toy.
On it. So
no,
like,
no,
it's a
toy.
Vanity toy.
It's a toy. It's like, yeah, this train set can't fly, but it's a good train set.
Oh, well,
I mean,
my
like,
train set can fly.
There's
yeah,
some
he's got
business.
The I-train.
Sometimes
I'm
like
richer than you.
I can see
so
it being really
like
useful in business. No, yeah. Sometimes it's good for businesses for certain things. Like if you send people out to various places where they don't need a full computer, but they need, like, really specific processing power. Like, it's revolutionized the world of filling your truck with grain. It used to be a 3-person process. You'd have one guy up at the top of the silo, like, pulling the lever, and then one guy in the back of the truck watching the stuff come in the truck, and then another guy slowly backing the truck up so it would fill evenly throughout the truck.
Mark, now, I'm going to stop you right there. What the fuck are you talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah.
When
you're talking about grain?
It's a video game, dude. It's
this
awesome.
Is a,
no,
about
and
a
so
game?
This is
it's
like
the
a,
sickest Sega Genesis game.
It's like, but this is like a real life video game now because it used to take 3 people to fill a grain truck up with grain from a silo. Now you open up your iPad, you press the button that's like release the grain. And you just watch on your iPad a camera that's showing you your truck, and you have to back the truck up, you know, forward and back to make sure the grain fills
Mark,
evenly.
Why do you know
difference
this?
Between a computer doing that, though?
Because the iPad is focused, it has that one job, and it also comes with native 3G access, so anywhere that there's cell phone data, they can do it.
Why do you know so much about grain?
I thought he was making an analogy.
Why?
You
no,
know, like,
no,
what?
But why do you know so much about grains?
There's a lot about me you don't know.
Were you a grain farmer?
He secretly wants to be a farmer.
Okay.
I always chose banker, and I guess I just regret it.
Yeah. Man, that one guy's gonna be like out of a job now, right?
2 guys, yeah.
So they might need like.
So that's how robots are taking over, man.
They might need like. I mean, they might have some debt.
From what?
What? You?
Yes, Lauren.
I saw her trying. It was just,
if only she could do the ending right.
That's good luck. That's a long speech.
Well,
start
Lauren,
going. I'll play along.
Well, Lauren, if they had credit card debt of $10,000 or more.
No, you gotta let her do it.
Oh, she's
you
do
that.
Oh, do it,
Lauren. I can't do the ad.
It's better when Lauren does these things.
I was just trying to get it in there.
Lauren, don't Titanic this ad.
I only picked the light bulbs. I didn't see the rest of the people.
Kick the dog.
Tip, please, sir. I've got to buy a wallet.
10 flirt points.
Right, Lauren, you got this.
I'm going to find the stuff about it. I'm going to make a post, and you're going to all see. And I'm going to even try to find the book. And you guys are all
right, so do the ad, Lauren. No.
Well, okay.
Lauren, I'm in so much debt.
If you have $10,000 in debt or more, call Legal Helpers. Woo-hoo!
Nailed it!
Whoa!
That's my answer.
Out of the water!
No guarantees, no nothing?
Legal Helpers. Woo-woo.
You didn't even say what. You didn't even say what they did. You just said call them.
They'll laugh at you.
I gotta call. We'll negotiate it down.
Legal Helpers.
Legal Helpers debt resolution will guarantee to negotiate down your debt.
There we go.
Yeah.
Good job, Tim.
We'll also guarantee that you'll bang your prom date. Whoever your prom date is, even if she's way prettier than you, will bang
so
you.
So pretty.
She's about to get bonged.
Totally.
What?
Something about that that doesn't sound attractive.
She'll bang you, and the next day you can say she got bonged. Guaranteed by Legal Helpers debt resolution. Hey Matt, what's that jingle? They're singing
round the globe.
866-963-2354. Legal Helpers debt resolution. Legal Helpers DR.com.
What?
This podcast has also been brought to you by Target. I was going to buy something at Target today, but I went to Best Buy instead.
Target, delicious.
The new Best Buy.
Oh, man.
Oh, please come to our live shows. They're doing real well.
Oh,
right now.
God, those shows were
yeah,
so
crap,
funny.
Man.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you guys so
thank
much for making these shows
everyone.
What they are.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
To Time Out for making us Critics' Choice and The Reader for recommending the show.
Thank you to Newsweek for that phenomenal front page article.
Yeah, front page. When that photographer showed up to do that photo shoot with us, I was surprised.
I mean, dude, how about that tie for Reese's car you had on?
Company attacked for ridiculous fraudulent Titanic game.
Nothing funny about Octavarius in trouble.
Story on page 3.
Who's laughing now? A Titanic of a business.
Looks like their dreams just got bunged.
Bunged? Oh, why couldn't you just say sunk?
Well, I guess
Octavarius kicks dog?
Animal of
Octavarius, you really kicked the dog on this one.
There it is.
I think that's gonna just about do it for this podcast.
Yeah, well, I just want to say that when everyone had those signs for the wrestling show, God bless you guys.
Yeah, amazing.
That was
amazing.
We forgot to talk about last week.
We're still
kindergarten show.
Well, at the time of the recording of this podcast, we have not yet experienced the kindergarten show, but
you
we trust that
it.
You may.
We
have told them
away. Give it away every week.
But I'm sure whatever audience you guys are, you are going to
well
do something
done
amazing
this week, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the wrestling audience.
Oh,
I'm,
God. I'm so many bowl
hanging,
cuts.
I'm personally hanging a sign on my wall.
We all had bowl cuts.
Yeah.
They're easy.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
bowl, please keep coming out to our Sunday shows at 7 p.m. at Comedy Sports. Keep checking back at the website every Monday for a fresh podcast.
I hope that answered your question, Cal.
Yeah.
Cal Vilmer.
Cal Vilmer.
Cal Vilmer.
Friend
the star
of the show.
Willow.
Well, I have to cue up the theme music to end this podcast. Lauren, could you take this for me?
I hate you all.
Do the silence.
I'm doing my own. Okay,
do
so
the right one.
No, don't do it. Since it's October, everybody have 8 spooky days in a wicked week.
Ooh. We turned that surprise into spookiness.
It was spooky surprise.
What's the end of it?
Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
It's a run for you.
You're running out of time. He's coming back for more.
I'm getting all of it.